The Ministry of Culture has lifted a 3.25 million crown fine imposed on the city of Prague for damage done to the Charles Bridge during its reconstruction. Coalition parties have closed the last chapter of their negotiations over a government program, and custom officials confiscated more than 56 million crowns worth of untaxed cigarettes in the first half of 2010. The Ministry of Culture has lifted a 3.25 million crown fine imposed on the city of Prague for damage done to Charles Bridge during its reconstruction. The fine was originally imposed in March by the region of Plzeň, which was to mediate the matter to avoid a conflict of interests. However, the Ministry of Culture said Thursday that it found procedural errors in the case, that the defendant's motions had not been considered, and the amount of the fine had not been justified. The region, the ministry said, should supplement its evidence, correct the errors, and issue a new decision on the matter. The Ministry of Culture itself has previously criticized the city for shoddy masonry work on the 15th century bridge, among other things. Charles Bridge is the second oldest stone bridge in the Czech Republic, and one of its most prized monuments. It has been undergoing restoration for the last 2 years. Parties hammering out a coalition government program sealed a deal on the last outstanding area of policy on Wednesday night. The parties agreed on the broad lines of a future health policy, including the thorny issue of patient charges. Public affairs demands that prescription charges for pharmacies should be abolished were pushed through, but they will stay in place for visits to doctors and be broadened regarding hospital stays and visits to specialists without a doctor's recommendation. A new level of increased charges for higher levels of service will be introduced. Health was the last of seven chapters of the government's accord, where an agreement had not yet been reached. Customs officials confiscated more than 56 million crowns worth of untaxed cigarettes in the first half of 2010, as well as illegal alcohol worth more than 3 million crowns. One of the directors of the Customs Office told reporters on Thursday that roughly a third of the illegal products had been found during road stops, while the others were discovered when investigating shops. The majority of the cigarettes had been smuggled into the country from the Ukraine, followed by Belarus and Russia, by citizens of those countries using cars with Czech license plates to escape the interest of customs officers. Conversely, substantially less cases of illicit cigarette manufacturing within the Czech Republic were uncovered compared to the previous year. The tabloid daily Sheep must pay compensation to two parents for publishing photos of their deceased son, the Supreme Court has ruled. Judge Pavel Pavlík said that the tabloid violated the parents' right to reverence when it published photographs on the internet and in print of the burned body of their son after a traffic accident in 2006. The parents originally sued for 1 million crowns each in personal damages. The Supreme Court imposed compensation of 50,000 for each. The case was also dealt with in 2008 by the Czech Journalists Syndicate, which agreed that the pictures were not in the public interest and had truly traumatized the family. Now turning briefly to the weather, temperatures are expected to climb to 30 to 33 degrees Celsius in the coming days, and clear skies are forecast for the remainder of the week. I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.